Brother, Mirala Santa, we just got some of the same Reb Shimon. How do we dash in Chutz Lamachne? To come see to learn out from the Poradumum, just like over there, they burnt it in Mizroch or Shay Yishlaim, on the east side of Yishlaim, outside of Yimamachne, South Khan Hirusom, and the Poraman itself, and they burnt it in Mizroch or Shay Yishlaim, on the east side of Yishlaim, Chutz Lamachne. Now we must ask the question, any of our Bonn and Khan for our Bonn and Chito, they do not have this Gezer Shava. It's outside Gimel Machnos. Where did they burn it? Which side like of Yerushalayim did they burn the poor man of Shrofen? From where it says Kiratanya, like we learned, Heichon Yerushalayim, where did they burn it? It's Shrofen Yerushalayim, on the north side of Yerushalayim, Chutz Lashavas Machnos, outside Gimel Machnos. That's where he used to burn his poor man of Shrofen. They had Yosi Aglili Yomer, Abbeis Hadeshim of Shrofen. They were burned it by the Beis Hadeshim. Rashi says, I mean to say that first you have to put there some deshim from the Mizbeach. That's because Torah Shayakhtim Lashom deshim Mizbeach. Shinikra Kaidim Lachay Mokom Shafach HaDeshim. That you have to first take, when you clean out the deshim every morning, you have to take some of that and first put it outside the Gimamachnos in that place, through on the north side of Yishlayim, and then that becomes a Mokom where you could burn the poor man of Shrofen. That's called a Beis Aglili Yomer, Abbeis Hadeshim, Mishrofen. So my Rabbi says, man Tana the Polygolet of Beis Aglili, who argues on the Beis Aglili, and if Master Tana Kam holds, you do not have to have in that Mokum first, some Deshim. Who's the one that argues on the Beis Aglili? My answer is, we have Lezer Ben Yaakov, it's a Lezer Ben Yaakov, he's the one that argues on the Beis Aglili. So Tani Vlad Lajif, Al Shefech Hadeshim Yisar, supposed to burn it on Shefech Hadeshim. So Shiei Shom Deshim, there should be Shom Deshim. Even the Chur Deshim Chakab Yisar Lili. That is, where's the place where you burn the poem on the Tzrofen? Has to be in a place that you already put from the Deshim, from the Mizbeach there. We have Lezer Ben Yaakov Eimer Yisar Lajiz. Shiei Mekoy Moit Meshutach. All I mean to say is that the Mokum, where you're going to burn the poem on the Tzrofen, has to be a slanty place. That's all. The Mokum has to be Meshupach. That he says, because of Lezer Ben Yaakov, Le'ashminan al Shefach, it doesn't mean you need from the Geshem, and Le'ashir Mekoyim Medrin, it just means that the place where you want to burn the permanent itself has to be slanty. It should be slanty, that's all. So that's the kind of karma of the Geshem Aglili before, but you do not need the Geshem to be the first. Omalai Yabayim, so Yabayim says back, Gemma may be in Kaimai Mishupach. Kligi, as the Bible says, who says that Lezer Ben Yaakov doesn't agree that first you have to have some Deshim there in that place? Or could he also agree you have to have Deshim there first? He only argues and says there's another Tanai. Not only is it enough that you put some Deshim there first, but also it has to be a Mokum Mishupach. Maybe that's the Machlokes. And maybe both of them agree that it has to be a Mokum that you have the Deshim there first. Rashi says, the Dilma, or maybe Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Shiyakim Shom Deshim. Maybe you have to have Deshim there first. And if the boy then in the Kodim Shupach, so if he has an extra Tanai, the Mokum also has to be slanty. Furthermore, it says, Tanabar, one of the verses says this, Ha'aserif Metamim Begodim, that the one that's Mithasik in the burning of the poor man is Rafim, he becomes Tanai. Ha'aserif, the one that burns it, Metamim Begodim, his Begodim becomes Tanai also. For Loi Hamasi says, oh, Metamim Begodim, and that's the one that makes the fire. It's not enough just the one that makes the fire, but it has to be the one that puts the meat in it that's burning the meat. For Loi Hamasadina Samaroch and Metamim Begodim, and that's the one that's being Masadina making the firewood ready. Just because you're making the firewood ready for the fire to be able to burn, the Brahman of Sosim, you do not become Tame. Only the one that's actually asked the Isaac in burning the carbon itself and burning the permanent Tzrofen. And the Chur of this time holds, like Rashi says, according to Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah, that when I'm asking Tamei, only when the Isaac and Mamish burning, when rises the Bosa, catches on the fire. Now explains the verse, the Ezel HaSerif, who is the one that's called burning the meat, that he becomes Tamei, HaMashayaya B'Shas Reifa, the one that's helping along, B'Shas the burning it. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Af Mishinah Seifel, maybe even after the meat turns into ashes, Here the Rebbe's Oisik there becomes Tamei, still Metamei the Gadim. Still the Rebbe's Oisik there becomes Tamei. And this Tamei the Gadim, we'll learn how Tamei the Gadim, the Pasuk says, Oisam, means Oisam Metamei the Gadim. Or Mishinasa Oisam, Hei Metamei the Gadim. Only Oisam means when you still have the Bosa, when you still have some Bosa there, that's what Metamei you. But not when the Bosa changes into ashes already. When it's in ashes, then it's not Metamei you. Where the Shimon Oimer, Oisam Metamei the Gadim, means the meat itself is Metamei when you're burning it, but Nita HaBosa, once the meat becomes completely burnt up, then ain't Metamei the Gadim, it's not Metamei the Gadim. So when it says, my B'nai, what's the difference in the way of Shimon Dashim, what we just said before, he also says that only when it's Oisam Bosa, and not when it's Oisam, when it's ashes. So when it says, on my Rebom, he could be now, yes, there's a difference between the two of them, the Shav Yecharucha. Let's say you have the meat burned up completely, like a charcoal. But our co-partum, it did not become into ashes yet. It's still like a solid piece. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not in the time of the garden. According to the Tanna Kamma, as long as it did not become Eifer yet, as long as it's still like a solid piece, and Echnami, it would be in the time of the garden. So at first that Eifer, and burning it then, it's still called you being Eifer in the Bosso, and you would have it too much together. Hajin Alecho Tfuyen. So now the Mishnah says, HaShoychet V'Hamale Bachutz. If someone takes a korban and it makes a shechita outside the Beis Migdash, and V'Hamale, he also goes and burns it outside the Beis Migdash. So the Mishnah says, Chayiv Al HaShechita V'Chayiv Al HaAliyah. He's Chayiv like two chatoyot if he does it b'shegeg. He's Chayiv one for the shechita chutz, and he's Chayiv one for the burning of it. If Chayiv accept the korban, each one of them, since they're called two different gufi averis, you Chayiv too. Where the Yosef Lilian of Yosef Lilian says, Shachar Tufnim. Let's say you have this korban, and you made the shechita inside the Beis Hamikdash, Shehena Bachutz, and then they took the meat outside and burned it outside, to Chayiv. In such a case, he owed you Chayiv. Yechayiv for burning it bachutz. But he old, what's going to be? Shachat bachutz. That's the yod, you took the korban first outside, and you made a shechita chutz, you shechted it outside, and also the hela bachutz, then you burned it outside. He old potter, in such a case, you potter on the halacha for burning it. And echnami, avad yechayiv for the shechita, that's shechita chutz. But he old, when are yechayiv for halacha chutz, for burning the korban outside, only if the korban was fit to be burnt inside, meaning that the shechita was done inside. Then if you burn it outside, then it's possible. Now, Shenkin in this way, like the Mishnah says, Shoyhele Bachut or Beda Pesel. He only burnt outside a korban that was possible anyway. It was possible before the halor. It was that the shechita was done Bachut. The question of Yesi, if you shech the korban outside, that you only chayiv one chata just for the shechita. Then if you burn it, you're not chayiv for the halor. Only the Chum said back to Yesi, no, Atah Shoychet Bifnim, even in the case if you made the shechita on the korban inside the Beis Hamikdash, but then Umala Bachut, you took the bosser outside, or the Emun and burnt it outside, still, Keva and Shoychi or Psule, as soon as you took the Emun outside, you have a Psuleichi on it. So by the time you come to burn it, there's also a Psule, it's also called, you're burning the Apostle Korban, and still, Yechayiv, you agree that Yechayiv Alochut, since so who are doing to make the shechita and the Allah Bachut, that's the Chum Shechita, Yechayiv twice. Now the Mishnah says, Tomei she'ochal bein kodesh tomei or bein kodesh tor chayiv. A kohen that's tomei, if he eats from the meat of the korban, whether the meat itself is tomei or whether the meat itself is tor, doesn't make a difference. Still, if he does the b'nezid, he's chayiv kos. As the pasuk says, v'yanevesh she'shatecha bos v'mizadeh hashem asher Hashem v'tumos olav, so nichrusha, he's chayiv kos. And if he eats it to shogeg, he has to bring a korban only the yerik. So that's the din of the Mishnah, that if the kohen is tamei, no matter what type of kosher he eats, he's chayiv. The yosek lili yain, the yosek lili says depends. Tamei shochot tor chayiv. If the kohen was tamei and he ate kosher that was tor, then he's chayiv koros. Then if he does it to shogeg, he's chayiv korban. But the tamei shochot tamei potter, if the kohen is tamei and he eats the bosser that's tamei, so might he then he's potter from koros. to be potter from the korban. Why? Shlei ochel ela dover tamei. He only eats of the tamei anyway. And therefore, it's only allowed, not a chiyuv koros. Omru loy, the chum said back to the yeshi, no, af tamei, shochal tol, even if the korban is tamei, and he eats cuts from the tol, still, kevin, shinoza boy, as soon as the korban just touches the bosom, Timahu, he's in the palm of the bosom. Says, so by the time he eats it, it's a kachin tamei. And so you agree that it's chayav koros, so even though the bosom is tamei from before, also should be chayav koros. Now, the tohor, shochal tamei tata, just everybody agrees. If the kohen is tohor, and even if he eats kachin with tamei, still he's tata, he's not chayav koros, he's not chayav korban. Shein a chayav el atumataguf. You only chayav koros in a korban, if the kohen himself is tamei. But if he's tall and the boss of the stomach, that's only a lot. Now the Gemara says, "Bishlei mahalo k'siv oynesh u'k'siv azeron." That it is naveira not to burn kotchim b'chutz. The Torah says too. The Torah says the oynesh. The Torah says it's chayav chayav koros if you do it. Either kotz of yesh or kotz of tanakama. The major of the case is chayav koros. And also the Torah says the azeron says a lot. Oynesh, where's the oynesh? The Torah says. The test of the Moed lay his view, and then it says the Nichusah that is Chayav Koris if you burn it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Azor with the love, the Sid the Pesach says he Shomelecho, watch yourself, Tentano Olusecho, that you should not come to burn your Korban Kabbonis outside the Beis Hamikdash. So with the love here, the Chihod Yom Rav Avin Omer Blaza, that Komokem Shinemer he Shomer, wherever the Pesach says the word he Shomer, or else ten, or else the Al. Ain't a well at Leisa say. They all mean a Leisa say. The kit is good, why the halor, if you burn it, bachut, you chayav koros. Because that's the clown. Anytime you get a punishment, there has to be two things. There has to be a lab and an oinish in the Torah. It has to be an azel in the Torah, a warning not to do it. Then there has to be the oinish. So it's good by halor. And a shchito, but by the azel, a shchito, a shechting a korban bachut. This claim oinish just is. His ma'inita says, it's good, the prophet says, he attests the chayim ma'id le'yaviyu, he's not bringing it inside, means you do not shecht it inside, but instead you shecht it outside, the prophet says, you have chorus. So by shechita, the prophet says, the einish. And azara, minonim, but where's the azara? Where's the prophet that says a lot like, not to make a shechita chutz? Well, no, that's the cloud, you do not get a punishment, unless there's an azara and an einish. The more enters on the Torah, the passage says, "For lo yizbuchu oid." The next passage, "Lo yizbuchu oid." For that, in this passage, "Lo yizbuchu oid," meaning you're not allowed to shecht kachim b'chutz. The Torah says, "No, it's not true. It's not allowed for that." I mean, very late, look at Reb Lezer. We need this passage of "Lo yizbuchu oid" for Reb Lezer's halacha. The Yom that he says, "Mina yilizaveich behema lemakulius shuchayus." How do you never take any animal? Yeshechta for the Avodah Zarah of Makulius, that's Yechayiv Nisam. In other words, even though Makulius is Avodah Zarah, the derech is to throw stones at it. It's not a derech. The normal way of worshipping it is not with shechting a korban. Still, if you shecht an animal for it, Yechayiv Nisam. How do I know this? But still, the prophet says, "Huayizbuchu oid esuchayim." You should not shecht anything for Avodah Zarah. So, imenu inyan lekabaka, we do not need this prophet to say in a case. We are to bear a normal manner of worshipping that of a desire with Shita. The Chassid compared to the prophet that says, Eicha Yavdu, like any way you worship the Avodah Zarah, the derech of that Avodah Zarah, Shita Yichayv Misa. What do we need the prophet here of La Yisuch Huayid? It's in the Winyan, but she makes it back and come to teach us that even if you shech the korban, we shame the Avodah Zarah of Makulius, that there the derech is throwing stones, not a Shita, still if you make it Shita Yichayv Misa. So we see, and we need the possible use of Hawaii for different Azara, not for the Azara of Shute Chutz. So now it says, and Rabbi says, Kori Bev Le Yitzchu, so Kori Bev Le Yitz, like there's two labs here, that there's lab of Le Yitzchu and Le Oid, to learn out two things in this Pasuk, that there's a lab, an Azara, not to shech for this Avodah Zarah Makulius, and also there's this lab, not to shech Shkutechut. The Lord says, no, we need the, even these two things need for something else. Akati still, me boyly, we need these rushes. Which are the time I run like this. Shagishim, Mishas Yisra Bomeis, the Kriv of Mishas Yisra Bomeis, the regular Pesachim of Shchut Echut, are talking about where a person is Makdish to Korobim, the Zman the Mishkin of Tenin, when there was an Yisra Bomeis, and also he shechted it outside the Zman Yisra Bomeis. That's where there's a law, that's where there's a punishment. Maybe that's the only place the person is talking about. Rashi says, Adchans mean, the says is a chiyuv koros hashchita chutz and a loss chutz. Pashut is only talking about where you makdish the animal. This man is for abomas. Meaning, after the mishkan is standing. So since when you makdish it, it had a din to be brought inside the mishkan, not outside. Later, if you bring it outside, that's when you chayuv koros. But in the most of